Okay, Rabbi, so we're continuing the shir now from Samach Tes Omid Beis, the Mishnah, first wide line. And we're going to continue talking about the halacha of Bittul Rishus. Remember, Bittul Rishus means a Jew who did not participate in the Erev. Typically, it's because he forgot. And now he wants to be able to, all the Shechinim are upset at him because they all want to carry in the Chatzer. So he could be mevatel his rishus to them so that they can all carry in the chatzah. What we're going to see is a chiddush in our Mishnah. Not only can he be mevatel his rishus to them, but they can be mevatel rishus to him, even though he's quote-unquote the bad guy, because he didn't participate. But it could be that he was an ones. He came, unfortunately, the train was delayed, and he came the last minute, and he didn't have a chance to participate in the Erev. So not only can he be mevatel rishus to them, they can mevatel rishus to him. But of course, there'll be a major difference in halacha, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Dr. Mishnah, Anshi Chotzer Shishoch Echecha Mehen V'loi Irev. A person who was from the Chotzer forgot, or didn't have a chance, that he was not participating in the Erev. Beisoi, Oser Melahachlis Omelahaitzi, Loi V'lehem. So we have to add a couple of words. And explains Rashi, based on the Gemara, which we're going to learn in Mir Tashem shortly, that it's talking about that in fact he was mevatel rishus. He did do a bit of rishus. He forgot to participate in the Erev. He said to everybody, I'm very sorry, and now I'm mevatel rishus to all of you guys. So what happens now? Beisoy osur melahachtis umelahoitzi loy velahem. His bias, his own house, osam lahachtas olahaitzi, nobody can go and take in or out from his house, loy vilahem, sigh for him and sigh for them. Vishalahem mutarim loy vilahem. However, for everybody else's house, they're all able to go and be mitzi. So, what happened over here? He was mevatel his rishus in the chotzer, and therefore, what's his status? He and everybody else cannot go and take out either food items or kalim from his house into the chotzer. Why not? Because the bayis still belongs to him. As we'll see in the Gemara, he's only mevatel his rights to the chotzer, but the bayis he keeps. That's his castle, that's where he lives. I want to keep my bayis. I don't want the chotzer I can give away to you for Shabbos, that's fine. But I want to keep my bayis. Okay, so now what happens is, if either he or anyone else carries out from his house into the chotzer, so they're going from a private rishus of this individual to the collective rishus that belongs to everybody, and that's the typical normal Isser on Shabbos of carrying from your house into the common courtyard. So nobody can go and carry from his house into the chotzer. However, b'shalahem, and the other people, meaning all the other people, let's say there are four more in this chotzer, so all of them can go and carry from their houses into the chotzer, from the chotzer into their houses, because the chotzer belongs to them, just like their houses belong to them, because he was mevatel his rishus to them. And not only that, even he, the person who was mevatel rishus, he could go and help them carry out food items or kalim from their houses into the chotzer, from the chotzer into the houses. Why? Because the Gemara is going to say that he is an oreach. He is a guest. And therefore, we expect the guests also to help out in bringing in the dishes back into the kitchen, or help out in serving the food and putting it on the table, etc. Barry has a question.
Yeah, can the Jews of Avakalas Rishus, can he now go in his house and say, I'm mevatel these chairs, these tables, and make them hefker, and allow the other b'nei chotzer now to be machzik in them, to use them on Shabbos, and then with the understanding, after Shabbos, they'll be machzik them or give them back? I mean, it's a little bit of a subterfuge. Since we're already doing this, how far, I mean, we said that his rights in the chotzer are gone for Shabbos. His private property remains, but he still has the right to be mevatel his private property too. Can he do that?
No, you're asking a very good question. In Mir Tashem, we're going to get to the Gemara. The Gemara is going to tell us 4 or 5 lines into the Gemara. Hamavatel rishus chatzeroi rishus beisei loy bitel. He was only mevatel his rishus in the chotzer and not in the bais. Back on Daf Chavov, you may recall, this was a machloikis between Reb Lezer and Rabbanan. Our mission is going with Rabbanan, but we had a Reb Lezer that holds that a person mevatel rishus in his chotzer, automatically it's a package deal, and he's mevatel rishus in his bais as well. And therefore, according to Reb Lezer, then they and he would all be able, and he, I don't know, but they would all be able to go and take in and out of his house and bring it into Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because since he's Mavatul Rishus, he doesn't own his house anymore, he doesn't own his the Chotzer anymore, it all belongs to them. So just like they can be Machdis and Moitzi from their houses into the Chotzer, they could also be Machdis and Moitzi from his house into the Chotzer. However, our Chacham and our Mishnah disagree, and they say that a person who's Mavatul Rishus in the Chotzer, he's only Mavatul the Chotzer, but not the bias. Which we'll see more when we get into the Gemara. Anyway, so once again, because he was only mevatel his chotzer and not his bias still belongs to him. So nobody's allowed to go and take out from the bias into the chotzer into his bias. But for shalhem, but their houses, mutarim loy v'lehem, everybody's allowed to go and take into or out of their houses, even he, the mevatel rishus guy. Now, continues the Mishnah, nos loy rishus son. What happens if instead of his being mevatel rishus to the other four, let's assume we're talking about a chotzer of five people, he could be mevatel rishus like we said a moment ago, but instead of that, what happens if nosel rishus, they decided to mevatel their rishus to him? These are very, very nice people, because after all, he is the culprit, he's the bad guy. But nevertheless, they went and mevatel their rishus to him. Then who mutter? Then he's allowed to go and carry back and forth. Behein asurin, and they are asur, meaning that they cannot go and carry from their houses out into the chotzer, and they can't even carry out from his house into the chotzer. And Rashi already points out, the Gemara is going to ask, this is not consistent with the first case in the Mishnah. First case in the Mishnah, we said that if one person bavatel his rishus to all of them, now everybody owns a chotzer except for him, and therefore he could help them in taking out chafetzim or food from their houses into the chotzer and from the chotzer into their houses. Here, however, we're saying that if they were mevatel rishus to him, they're osur, they cannot go to his house and help him take out the food or the kalim into the chotzer or back. Why not? Just like we said in the Reisha that he can help them, why can they help him? More which we'll talk about that shortly. Now, what happens if we have two people that forgot to participate in the Erev? Now, what happens now? Then, oisim ze al ze. Then, even if the entire chotzer, the other three people in the chotzer, are mevatel the rishus to those two, they still cannot carry. Nobody can carry. Why not? Because since they were mevatel to two, not to one, they were mevatel to two of them, so each one of them now becomes like the sole owners of this chotzer. So it's like any chotzer that has two people. If they didn't make an Erev, Yankel interferes with Beryl's rights to carry, Beryl interferes with Yankel's rights to carry, and they're oiser ze al ze. So the bitul rishus didn't help. Now the Mishnah gives us kind of a summary. She'echa nois rishus v'noitul rishus. One person can give rishus, meaning one person can be mevatel rishus, v'noitul rishus, and he can accept rishus if a person wants mevatel rishus to him. Shnayim nois rishus. The Reish of the Mishnah said two can give rishus. We said even four can give rishus to one. V'noitul rishus, however, they cannot accept rishus because of the two. Except Rishus, we just said in the Mishnah, Shnayim Oisrim Ze Al Ze. Each one's rights to the Chotzer interferes with the other one's rights. So the Bitul Rishus has not been effective. The Gemara is going to ask, all of this seems to be repetitive, that we just said now, Shnayim Oisrim She'echa Nois Rishus, Noit Rishus, Shnayim Noisrim, Dei Noitlin. We said all of that in the Mishnah. Why do we need that summary to repeat it? The Gemara is going to ask. Next, Maimisai Nois Rishus. When can you give Rishus? So typically we've always said that you give Rishus on Friday night or on Shabbos. The person, one out of the five, came too late. He didn't have a chance to participate in the Erev or Shochach. And now Friday night, oh, Yanko, you didn't participate. You didn't put your two Bukalachin. What are we going to do? So Yanko says, I'm now Mavato Rishus. Question is, can you alter Mavato Rishus and Boy Join on Friday? Rishami Oimer Mavato Rishus. Yes, you can make a bit of Rishus even on Friday. So you're wondering, why should he Mavato Rishus? Why shouldn't he participate in the Erev? So, for instance, he didn't have enough food to participate in the Erev. Unfortunately, this is a very poor guy. They asked him to go and participate by putting in, ichweis, two small rolls, two small whatevers. I don't have it. I need that for my family. I'm eating at home tonight. I can't go and spare two extra rolls. Or it could be that he was shocheach, and it's 1 minute before lechtzin, I call him on the telephone. Yanko, where's your part of the Erev? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry, I cannot come to you now. I'm in the mikveh now. I cannot go and give the Erev, but I'm about to rishus. So Beishami says, you're about to rishus from Boijoyim on Friday. Beisalam mishachaych mishachashaycha. You're about to rishus on Friday night or on Shabbos, because on Friday you shouldn't be about to rishus. Friday you should participate in the Erev. Continues the Mishnah. Mishnah also rishus of a hoitzi. Pei mishoyg v'bemeisid. We already had this halacha yesterday. What happens if someone was nois rishus? In other words, someone was mavatal, like a tzedoiki. He was mavatal's rishus. He says, Rabbeisai, I'm mavatal rishus to all of you. And then v'hoitzi, and then after that, he reneged on his bitl rishus. How? Pei mishoyg v'bemeisid. By mezid, he's really reneging. He's saying, haha, I said bitl rishus, I was making a joke, or I changed my mind. Then how is it oiser? The mayor holds not only in the case of mezid, even it was a shoykig. In other words, you had a wonderful tire reed by the name of Yanko. He was shecheach to go and participate in the Erev. He was mevato rishus. And then after that, he forgot that he was mevato rishus, and he was moitzi. So normally we should say, okay, he made a mistake, it was a shoygig. But the Gemara, remember, said yesterday that according to the mayor, konsu shoygig otu mezid. The Chum didn't want to go and distinguish between shoygig and mezid, whether the person was subsequently moitzi, the mezid, I renege, I withdraw my bitul rishus, or he made a mistake, says the mayor, across the board, the bitul rishus becomes annulled. What Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mezid oiser, shoygig oiser. The mezid, of course, he is saying, Rabbeisai, that I said bitul rishus, that's batal mavutl. I am mavatl, my bitul rishus. However, shoygig, he made a mistake, okay, we all make mistakes. Therefore, that has no effect whatsoever on the bitul rishus that he made before. Okay, a lot of what we just said in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to repeat. Zok Gemara. We said in the beginning of the Mishnah that a person who forgot and made the bitul rishus, what's the din? Beisoy osir melahachlis melahoytzi loy velahem. Zok Gemara, beisoy hudi osir, chotzer is sharia. Only the bais is osir, but the chotzer, everybody can use the chotzer. Frey Gemara, heichidami. What's the case? Either bottle, if he was mavatal rishus, like we said, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, bitul rishus, beisei am I osir. Then why do you say that the beisei is osir? The Gemara assumes that when you make a bitul, you make a package deal. You're mavatal rishus from your bias, you're mavatal rishus from your chotzer, and therefore this person no longer has any rights in the chotzer or in the bias. So why does it say basically osmal hafas alhoitzi label him? It should have the same status like the chotzer. They should be able to go and carry in and out all the time on Shabbos. Elamai idlo ibatul. If it's talking about without bitul rishus, sharia. So then, how are they able to go and take things from their homes into the chotzer? He wasn't mevatul rishus. Every morchem ayiskin and going to bitul rishus chatzeiroi v'lei bitul rishus beisoi. How can you do that? Because I'm a rabbanim. I'm a vatal rishus chatzeiroi. Rishus beisei loy bitel. When a person is a vatal rishus, he only means the chotzer. He doesn't mean the bais. Why? The dayer inish b'bayis b'loy chotzer. A person can live in a house without living in the chotzer. In other words, you can exist. In the good old days, a chotzer was an absolute requirement, but for 24 hours, he'll live without that requirement. Somehow or other, he'll be mitzamtzem, he'll keep all of his kalim and all of his food at home, and he won't take anything into the chotzer, the dayer ish b'bayis b'lei chotzer. And therefore, that's the reason why, from his house, into the chotzer, osim alahachsus malahaitzi, because the house still belongs to him, the chotzer belongs to them, so he can't call me moitzi merishus lerishus. However, shalahem mutter loy v'lehem. However, theirs, meaning their homes, mutter for him and for them. My time, adavi oyrach legabayu. Okay, I understand that it's mutter lehem, but how is it mutter loy? Says he more because he is like a guest in their home, and just like the hosts of the home can go and take things from the house into the chotzer into the house. They invite Yankel into their home to eat with them the meal, and then they ask him, please, for purposes of social distancing, we want to eat outside and have a picnic Shabbos lunch outside in the chotzer. Could you help us take out a chair? Could you help us go and take out the chulent, the kugel, the fish, etc.? Since he's a guest, he has the same status as them, and therefore, shalahem, their houses, mutter loy v'lehem. But says now Agamara, what happens if it's the reverse? And that is, again, Yankel forgot to go and make an Erev, and now Nostal loy rishus son, their ulmavatal, their rishus to him, who mutter the hein asurim. He is mutter, and they are asur. Frank to Gemara, why? If now the entire Rishus belongs to him, that means he owns all of the Chotzer. And he owns his bias, just like he can go and take out from his bias to the Chotzer, from the Chotzer and the bias, they should also be able to help him. When he, inhu, when heavy, inhu legabe, ki orchin. Why don't you say like the Gemara just said a moment ago, to just like in the case where he's mavat Rishus to them, as a guest, he can help them take out the chair and the table, and the chulent, and the kugel, out into the chotzer of theirs, from their homes. So we should say the same thing over here now, that they should be able to go and take out of his home. Why does it say in the Mishnah, Hein Asurin? Every morning, Chad legabi chamisha havi oirech. Chamisha legabi chad lehavi oireach. When you're talking about a guest, it would make sense to say that one individual that was battle his rishus, he can become now a guest by Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, the other four people in the chotzer. However, for all the other four people to become guests in his home, that's already pushing it, if you will. Chamish legabechad leyavi oireach, we don't give them the status of orchim. Therefore, only he can go and be moitzi all the kelim from his bias to the chotzer, but they cannot go and do that. Shema mina, what do we see lechoyder from this halacha? The mevatlin, bechoyzen umevatlin. Now, this Shema Mino is not based on what we just spoke about, but going back to the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah started off, once again, Yankel forgot to go and participate in the Erev. And the Reisha says, you know what he did? He did Bitul Rishus. And that Bitul Rishus helped, and that's why Shalahem, Mutarim Loi V'lehem. Now the Mishnah says, Nostal Rishus said what happened is that they gave Rishus to him. Now, we already learned like the Maskanas HaGemara, that it's talking about a brand new case. Yankel forgot, and instead of his being mevatel to them, they decided to be very gracious and noble, and they went and they were mevatel their rishus to him. But the Gemara in the Havamina thinks that these two cases are one and the same. And that is, initially, he forgot to go and participate in the Erev, he's mevatel rishus to them. And then subsequently, Nosnu Loi Rishus son, they were Mavatel Rishus to him, in the same case. So you see that Choizen Mavatlin. Remember we had the case the other day by Rava, that Rava, there was unfortunately a tinnik that needed a brismila, and the water poured out. So Rava said, you know what, I'm first Mavatel my Rishus to all of you guys. And that's why Rava took all of his kalim and put him into the Beinashi, into the inner rooms. And then the Gemara asked, why did he need to do that? Let him go and be mevatel to them, and let them go and return the favor and be mevatel to him. So we had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel on mevatel choyz mevatlin. The choyer from our Mishnah, we see that choyz mevatlin. So Zimar, no, hachi ka'amar. The second case of the Mishnah is not the same case as the first case, but rather nosl rishus meikara. If instead of he being mevatel rishus to them, they will mevatel rishus to him. Then he'll be mutter, they'll be asur. So it works both ways. He can mevatel rishus to them, and they can mevatel the rishus to him. Okay, hoyushnaim oisim ze al ze. Hoyushnaim, if the two of them, then they aser one another. So even if we're mevatel arishus to the two guys, it's not going to help, because each one will interfere with the other one's rights to carry in the chatzav sheru pshita. That's a double pashit. It's a relay tzricha de hoder chad minayu batalei lechavrei. Ah, remember, we started with five people. Three of them made an Erev. Two of them forgot and did not make an Erev. So we said in the Mishnah that if three are mevatel their rishus to the other two, what's the halacha? It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because the two continue to aser each other. So says Yimar, okay, so let's go and do now a second stage bittel. One of the two should now be mevatel his rishus to the second guy. So now only one person will have the entire rishus. Says Yimar, that will not work. Maudasim, I would have thought lishteri, it should work. Because the three were mevatel the rishus to the two. And now one of the two is mevatel his rishus to the other one. I would think it works. Says Yimar, no, it doesn't work. The kima to be in the debatel. Since at the original time when the first three were mevatel, lehavalei shar yusa by chotzer, the two people did not receive any advantage, any benefit, because we already said in our Mishnah, it's not effective. Shnayim or oisrim ze al ze, and the bitl rishus didn't help. So now when one of the two wants a mevatel to the other one, there's nothing for him to go and be mevatel. He doesn't own any rishus because the original bitl rishus didn't work. If it would have been effective and the two would have gotten rishus, then one can mevatel the rishus to the other one. But they didn't get the rishus, because when the three did it, the two continued to be oiser ze al ze. So that first bitl rishus of the three to the two was zero. Since it was zero, now when one of the remaining two wants to go and be mevatel rishus, he has no rishus in mevatel, because the rishus that he didn't receive any rishus, it was not effective. Now the Mishnah continues on. She'echa noisun rishus, v'noitl rishus, and shnayim noisun rishus, v'noitl rishus. And the Gemara is going to ask by each piece, hosu lamali, why do you have to say echa noisun rishus? We already know that from this Mishnah, previous Mishnahs, that a person can mevatel rishus. E noisun tanina, e noitl tanina, that one person can give rishus, mevatel rishus, that one person can receive rishus, all that we know. Says the Gemara, seifet tzrichalei, it's taka the seifet. Says the Sefer Shnayim Noisim Rishus that two can give Rishus to a third person. So Gemara, Hanami Pshita. That's also a Dover Pashit. If one person can move out the Rishus, why can't two people move out the Rishus? So Gemara, Maudisayma, Ligzar, Otu. Dilma Osila Betulu. If you're going to say that two people can give Rishus, I would think that two people can also take Rishus. And we just concluded that two people cannot take rishus, kamash malon. That's why I would think I would make a gzeira kamash malon. I do not make such a gzeira, and therefore two people can give rishus, even though the same two people cannot take rishus. And then the Mishnah continues on vein noitl rishus. Freitimor lomali. We already said that in the Mishnah that if you have shnayim oisrim ze al ze, and so therefore two people cannot be noitl rishus from the other three. So tomor lomali. Oh, you have Talmid Chacham over here. When the first three are makne the rishus to the other two, they know that the other two are oisim ze al ze, and so therefore they go and give the rishus to the two of them, and they say to one of the two, you, Yanko, after we're mevatel our rishus to the two of you, we want you to be our shliach and follow up and be mevatel the rishus that we just gave you, be mevatel it and give it to person number five. In other words, three gave it to the two of them, Yankel and Beryl. And at the time that they're giving to Yankel and Beryl, they say, Yankel, we're appointing you now to be our shliach, to be mevatel all the rishus that we just gave you and your own rishus, be mevatel it to Beryl. I would think that we would work, because there's a gute shliach. That even in such a case it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Like the Gemara said before, because when the three gave it to the two, that was totally ineffective. So he received nothing. So there's nothing that he can go and be makta to the other one, even with shlichus, because he didn't get anything. If he didn't get anything, he can't give what he didn't get. Abai asked the following shal of Rabba. Chamisha shishruim b'chotzer. Achas. Five people live in one chotzer. V'shachach hachamayen in one of them. V'gadfal ha'ibri wasn't ma'arif. Kishu mavatlo reshus site. That fifth person, when he's mavatlo reshus, tzorch levatlo cholecha v'yechot, does he have to go over to each one of them? Reuven, I'm mavatlo reshus to you. Shimon, I'm mavatlo reshus to you. Levi, to you. To Yehuda, to you. Or Eloi, or maybe it's enough to mavatlo to one of the four. Now, why would it be enough to mevatel for one of the four? Explains Rashi, because since the four were ma'arif together, they become like one enterprise, like one company. So when he's ma'arif, when he's mevatel reshus to Reuven, automatically he's being mevatel reshus to Reuven and to Shimon and to Levi and to Yehuda, because they're all part of one enterprise. That's the shaila that Abaye asked Rabba. Amalei, so Rabba said, Tzorch levatel l'chol echad v'yechad. You cannot just go to one of them, that he should be the representative of the others. You have to be mevatel to each and every one. Reuven, I'm mevatel to you. Shimon, I'm mevatel to you. And so on and so forth. So Gemara asked now, Eisvei, Akasha from the following Braisa. Now the Braisa goes into great detail of numerous cases. We're going to see seven cases all together. Four cases we will allow for a bitul rishus, and three more cases where we will not allow for a bitul rishus. And the Gemara is going to first ask a kasha and Rava. We're going to answer the kasha, and then we're going to go through every one of the seven cases in detail until the bottom of the omid, until the final line. It's not difficult to say, but one has to halt kop, one has to focus and concentrate. So the Gemara begins. Eisve says a bai to Rabbi, ask you a kasha. Echad shle irev, noisen ishusay li echad she irev. A person that was not ma'arev, he didn't participate, he forgot, he can go and be mevatel reshus. Okay, we know that. That's the halach we learned in the Mishnah. Shnaim she irev. Okay, so now before we continue on, the Gemara is going to say that the kasha on Rabbi is from this first case. Because since it says echad shle irev, there have to be a minimum of three people here in the picture. Why does there have to be a minimum of three people? Because he's being mevatel reshus to the one that was ma'arev. If he was ma'arev, that means that there's one other person that he was ma'arev with. You can't be ma'arev with yourself. You can't look in the mirror and say, I hereby give my erev to myself. And that's ridiculous. So if echad shle erev can give reshus le echad she erev, echad shaloi erev can be mevatel reshus le echad she erev, that means that there are three. And all you have to do is give reshus to one of the remaining two. Is a chven rabba? Because according to rabba, no. Tzorch levatel l'chol echad vi echad. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha from our first case of the seven cases in the Braisa. But we have to finish off the Braisa. And the Braisa continues on, Shnaim she'irvu, two people that were ma'arev, noisim reshus and li'echad shlo'irv. Like we had in our Mishnah. That instead of the one that was not ma'arev being mevatel reshus, the people that were ma'arev can be mevatel reshus to the one that was not ma'arev. They're very gracious, very nice. Shnaim shlo'irvu, noisim reshus and li'shnaim she'irvu. If two people forgot to participate in the erev, they can be mevatel reshus. Either to the two that were ma'arev, or the echad shlo irev, or to the remaining third person that was not ma'arev. We're going to talk about this more later. Avol lo echad she'irev. So these are the first four cases. Now the remaining three cases: avol lo echad she'irev, nois reshusa li echad shlo irev. But a person who was ma'arev cannot go and give his reshus to one that was not ma'arev. We're going to see in the Gemara why not. And two that were ma'arev cannot give reshus to two that were not ma'arev. That was our Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, Shnaim shaloi irvu, you can't give them reshus because shnaim oisrim ze al ze. Even if you have two that were not ma'arev, they cannot give reshus to the two that were not ma'arev. Basically the same case as before. The reason why is because two people cannot accept the bitul reshus because oisrim ze al ze. Anyway, those are the seven cases of the Braisa. We're going to go and explain each one in more detail. But first we want to ask our kasha on Rabba from the first case in the Braisa. Ketani means it says in the Reisha. Echad shaloi irev, nois reshus ali echad she'irev. One that was not ma'arev can hand over and be mevatel reshus to the one that was ma'arev. Hey, chidam. Idaleka achrin ba'day. If you're telling me that there are only two people all together in this chotzer b'hariman irev. How can you give me nois and reshus le'echad she'irev? Who was he ma'arev with? Obviously, there must be three people here altogether. There's that silent individual that we have not referred to. So echad she'irev gave it reshus le'echad she'irev, and it works. It's shver on Rabbah, because according to Rabbah, it's not enough to go and give bitul reshus to one of the ma'arvim. You have to go and give bitul reshus to each one of the ma'arvim. So how could it say in the Braisa, echad she'irev can give his reshus le'echad she'irev? He'd have to go and give the reshus lishnayim she'irvu. Is the charaya against Rabbah? You do not have to mevatel lechol echad v'yechad. For Rabbah says, "Oh, my skin and the hava umis." So, Rabbah, it's talking about originally were taka three, two of them were ma'arev, one of them was not ma'arev, and now initially says Rabbah, the one that was not ma'arev has to mevatel reshus to the two that were ma'arev, but unfortunately, one of the two passed away. What can you do? So therefore, the one that was not ma'arev will be ma'arev, will be mevatel reshus to the remaining Jew that Baruch Hashem is still alive and kicking. We'll be ma'arev to him. We can't be ma'arev to the one that already died. Frank Dimara, idhavu miss. You're saying that the case of the Brisa is talking about that third person died. Ein maseva. Let's go to the safe of the same Brisa. Aval ein echad she'irev nois reshus li echad shloi irev. One person that made an Erev cannot give reshus to one person that did not make an Erev. Okay, says the Gemara, the idahavu umis, if you're telling me that originally there were three, but nebuch, one person passed away, amayloi, what's the problem? So, let's understand first, what's the case of the Braisa? Ein echad she'irev, the person who made an Erev, cannot give his reshus le'echad shloi irev. Why not? After all, we said in our Mishnah, the people that were ma'arev can give their reshus. Yeah, but the pshat over here is, only one is giving reshus of the two that were ma'arev. You have three people in the chatzir. Two people were ma'arev. One was not ma'arev. If the two get together and they say, we're mevatel our reshus to the third guy, that's our Mishnah, that's fine. But what happens if one of the two ma'arevim gives away his reshus? He doesn't have the right to give away his rishus, because his rishus is already part of a merged enterprise of the two that were ma'arev. So the only way that he can mevatel rishus is if both ma'arevin are mevatel their rishus. And that's why the Braisa says, aval ein echad she'irev, if it's only one of the two that was ma'arev. He wants to be nois rishus le'echad she'irev, that doesn't work. You have to have the unanimous bitul rishus of all the ma'arevin. Zokti Gemara, be'idahav umis. If you're telling me that the other ma'arev passed away, amayloi, what's the problem? So Abaye says, I have a raya from the Seifa that we're talking about that the ma'arev, Baruch Hashem, is alive and kicking. He's still around. Both ma'arevim are around. And that's why when only one of the ma'arevim is mevatel reshus, it doesn't work. So elapshita di isay, it must be that Baruch Hashem, everybody is alive. Everybody is healthy. If in the Sefer we're talking about that all three are alive, and that's why one of the two ma'arvim cannot be mevatel reshus without the other ma'arv to be mevatel reshus. If that's the case, in the Sefer Isay is Reish Nami Isay. Presumably in the Reisha he's also still around. And if the third person is still around in the Reisha, how does it say in the Reisha? Echad shlo irev, nois reshus li echad she'irev. Aye, according to Rabbi, you have to mevatel lechol echad v'yechad. Everything marmi the area says Rabbi, how can isva can isa? The Reisha is talking about that the third person passed away. Really, meikra din says Rabbi, you always have to mevatel lechol echad v'yechad. Our Mishnah, however, is talking about a case where the third person passed away, and the safe, however, it's talking about that Baruch Hashem is alive and kicking, and since he's alive, that's why you cannot go, one of the Ma'arvim cannot independently go and be Mevatel. Teda, I'll bring you a raya. Tiktoni Seifa, the Reisha. Let's look at the next case in the Reisha. Ushnaim shlo irvu nois reshuson lishnaim she'irvu. Two that were not Ma'arv can give their reshus to two that were Ma'arv. Now why does it say that they gave their reshus to two that were Ma'arv? Lishnaim in li echad loy. They can only give it to both and not to the other one. You know why they can go and give to both and not to the other one? Because Rabba l'shitasai, that you have to mevatel chol echad v'echad. And that's why they can be nois and rishus lishnayim she'irvu. You can't give it to only one that was ma'ariv. You have to go and to give each and every one. The Abaye Omar, and Abaye says, my lebeis, that it says that they give the rishus lishnayim she'irvu, it doesn't mean literally to both. It means li'echad mibeis, one out of the two. You only have to go and give to one out of the two. The lashon of the brayse is shnayim she'irvu, they can go and be nois and rishus lishnayim shaloi irvu or liachad shaloi irev. Nochmal, if you go back to the beginning of the brayse, shnayim shaloi irvu, this is 10 lines from the top of the amid, middle of the line, shnayim shaloi irvu nois and rishus lishnayim she'irvu or liachad shaloi irev. According to Abaye, that he says when it says l'shnayim she'irvu means echad mishnayim she'irvu. So just like it says li'echad shloirev, it should go and say shnayim shloirev nois v'shusan li'echad she'irev or li'echad shloirev. Is doch not mashma like Abaye, it's mashma like Rabba. So Merkasha, this is a very good point. This is takashver on Abaye. Now in many Gemaras, there's the new Oiz v'hoder, the goyit is now gufa. Gufa means that we're going over the braisa now from here to the bottom of the omid, and we're going to go through each and every case. The cases are all simple because we've gone through them already, but the Gemara is now going in detail. Gufa. Person that was not ma'arav gives rishus to one that was ma'arav. It works. Labaya de isay. According to Abaye, it's talking about that the third person is alive. And that's the chiddush of the braisa. You don't have to go and be mevatel rishus to all the ma'arvim. It's enough to go and give it to one. That's sufficient. The Rabba says the havumis. It's talking about that unfortunately that third person passed away, and that's why you only have to go and give the bitul rishus to the remaining Jew that's still alive. And we don't make exeder dim in the isay that sometimes the other person will be alive, and I might think, oy, 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 we might come to be mevatel rishus only to one and not the cholecha v'yechad. No such exeder. Second case of the price. Ushnaim she'ir v'nois rishus li'echad shaloi irev. Two can go and give their rishus to one, p'shitum p'shita. If one person can mevatel his rishus to one, why can't two people mevatel rishus to one? What's the chiddush that two can mevatel rishus to one? The tomorrow the same kibud le'irav liknasei. Since that third person didn't make an erev, other two did. We should say to him, "You are a bad guy. You didn't participate in the erev. We're going to reward you. It's like a choyt niska. We're going to go and give you reward by going giving you the bitul rishus." Kamash Malon, no, we don't give it such a kanas, and we do allow two to go mevatel to one. Next case. Ubeish lo irvu nois rishus l'shnayim she'irvu. Two that were not ma'arev can give their rishus mevatel rishus l'shnayim she'irvu. So Gemara, l'rabba tona seifa l'gluya reisha. This case comes to tell you that Baruch Hashem, everybody is still alive, and you have to be ma'arev, you have to be mevatel rishus l'chol echad v'echad. So Rabbi says, that was the raya to me, that you have to go l'chol echad v'echad. The Abaye, beish lo irvu et strichalei. Anyway, this case, what is the chiddush of this case? Beish lo irvu nois rishus l'shnayim she'irvu, because after all, according to Abaye, you only have to go and mevatel rishus to one. You don't have to be mevatel rishus to the two of them. Oh, this is the svar that we said at the top of the Amid. I might have thought that if you're going to allow two shaloi irvu to mevatel rishus, then I will allow beishaloi irvu to also be mekabel the bitul rishus, which we said is not true because shnayim oisum ze al ze kamash malon. We don't make such exeder. Now the brayse continues on. If you have shnayim shaloi irvu, they can be mevatel the rishus lishnayim she'irvu or li'echad shloi irev. Freit mor le'echad shloi irev lomali. What do I need that case for? Ma'u to say ma'ani mi le'echad miktsasan irvu miktsasan lo irvu. Aval he'echad the kun lo irvu liknesinu kadei shloi tishtakach toiris erev. Let's think about this. You have shnayim shloi irvu are being mevatel rishus li'echad shloi irev. Means you got three guys all together and none of them made an erev. If none of them made an erev, how could two of them be mevatel rishus to the third one? How could anybody mevatel anything? you're going to forget about Torah's Erev. You're going to say every week, don't bother with Erevim. Every week, I'll be mevatel to you, you'll mevatel to me, and finished. Kamash Malon, that we're not going through such. And if all three of them did not make an Erev, we allow two to mevatel their Rishus to the third. Continuing on the price of Ein Echad Sheirev Nois Rishusoi Li Echad Shloi Erev, one that was Ma'arev cannot give his Rishus to one that was not Ma'arev. Labai Yatona Sefer Legluya Reisha. This is a bai that we had earlier on. He says that the reason why Ein Echad Sheirev Nois Rishusoi Echad Shloi Erev is because it's talking about that unfortunately the third person passed away and we only have one guy left. Or forget Ein Echad Sheirev. You have all three Baruch Hashem are alive and kicking, and therefore you're saying Ein Echad Sheirev. If you have one of the two Ma'arvim who's still alive, Baruch Hashem, the other guy's also alive. We're not talking about mess. All three Baruch Hashem are alive. Ein Echad Sheirev Nois Rishus LeEchad Shloi Erev. You know why? Because the Ma'arvim are now like one enterprise. They merged into one. So if you want to go and be Mevatel Rishus, both of them have to be Mevatel Rishus. You can't have one of the people saying, I'm Mevatel Rishus. What do you mean? You already did a merger agreement with an Erev with someone else. And therefore, that says a bias to the safe Legluya Reisha. What Legluya Reisha? That in this case, that you have all three, Ein Echad Sheirev Nois Rishus LeEchad Shloi Erev. But the Reisha, which was talking about Echad Shloi Erev Nois Rishus LeEchad Sheirev, why did he give only Rishus LeEchad Sheirev? He should have given his Rishus to both that were Ma'arev, said Abaye, Legluya Reisha, Azvas, that you don't have to do the kol Echad V'Echad, one person is enough. And the Rabbah, like we said before, I did Tana Reisha, Tana Nami, Sefer, the ancient name, period. Just like we had in the Reisha, that what says Rabbah, you need Bitl Chol Echad V'Echad, here too you need L'Chol Echad V'Echad. Continue on, Ve'einshnaim she'irvu nois rishus l'shnaim shlo yirvu. Two, that when Ma'arev cannot give the rishus to shnaim shlo yirvu. Hasu lomali, we already know that, you can't call mevatel rishus to the two. The two le'tzricha de batel echad minay l'chavrei. That we followed up with a second bitl. Remember, like we said in the morning, the Amid Beis. Two mevatel to three. Let's say we had five altogether. Three mevatel to two. That lo yirvu. And now we said that doesn't work. Shnaim oisun ze'al zeh. So what happens if one of the remaining two is going to be mevatel to the other one? That also doesn't work. So now the same, I would have thought, lishtri, it should work. Lishtri le, kamash malon. Keep them in the bottle. Since at the time that the first three were mevatel, they reshus to the other two, it didn't work. Lehav le shir yusa, b'chotzer. And therefore, loy, that second bitl will not work because he didn't receive anything to be able to mevatel it to the remaining fifth Jew. Right? Like we're sitting more on the Amid Beis. If the three are mevatel the rishus to the other two, since the two are oyser zeh al zeh, the bittul is not effective. So when that fourth one wants to now be mevatel the rishus to the fifth one, he didn't receive anything to be able to be mevatel. Vein shnaim shloi irvu nois rishus al nishnaim shloi irvu. Two that were not ma'arv cannot give the rishus to shnaim shloi irvu. Hasu lomali, why are we repeating this once again? We already said shnaim shloi irvu cannot accept. Like we had at the top of the Amid. That even when the first three, or in this case two, went and they were mevatel rishus to the other two, what happens at the same time that they were mevatel rishus to the other two, they said, and Yankel, we make you a shliach to now be mevatel your rishus and our rishus to person number four, to the last guy. That shliachus will not help. Why won't it help? Like we said before, because their Bitl Rishus to the two was totally ineffective. Kushnayim oisim ze al ze. So he didn't get anything. If he didn't get anything, he cannot be mevatel Rishus. It will not work. And with this, we have concluded the entire Brais and Rabbi Yisai. I know it was a little bit of a challenge. Good to go over it again. But bottom line is, we had a kasha on Rabbah from the Braisa, because it sounded like you only have to mevatel li echad, not lechol echad vi echad. Said Rabbah, the case where it says you only have to mevatel li echad is talking about Nebuchadnezzar, the other person passed away. But if everybody's alive, you have to mevatel lechol echad vi echad. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Since tomorrow again is Rosh Chodesh, Mi'at Hashem will start 8:05. To give a chance for all the people davening at 4 to meet him tomorrow, to finish davening, because we're going to start at 6:45, not at 6:25. So we'll be finished around 8:00. This will give another few minutes. Everybody put the tefillin together and etc. Get organized. 8:05 tomorrow morning, Rabbi Yisai, continue from the bottom of Ayin Omid Alf. Have a wonderful day, a good chodesh, and all the very best to everyone.
Ruchim. You're feeling better.